1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time now for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. Interviews with the stars, movie reviews, insight talk, and up-and-coming talent. Everything you want rolled together, no matter where you are, the magazine has arrived. Now, here are your hosts for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, Dave Isaac and Greg Isaac.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, heard every Thursday from 2 to 4 and home of course, I would say the broadcast. What is it, Greg?
Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network.
Just testing you.
No, you never remember your own website.
I don't even remember my own name. I don't. Yeah. Even my Twitter account.
You don't. Yeah, I have to help you with that.
You're right.
Monday and Tuesdays, of course, from 2 to 4, Breakthrough Thinking, which, of course, business psychology. Wednesday and Friday, Breakthrough Sports, obviously sports. And Thursday, Today, the magazine. And a very special thanks to Mark Weber, actor, writer, director of the new film, The End of Love, opening at Harkins Camel View this coming Friday, next week. So
yeah,
definitely check
Friday.
It out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Great cast in there, not only Mark himself, but also Michael Cera and Amanda Seyfried, some of the stars in that. So good stuff coming up there.
So, Greg, we got a great guest today.
Absolutely.
Very special. Only 13 years old. Can you believe it? I don't even remember what I was doing at 13, but I know I wasn't doing what this young lady's doing. Phenomenal. Greg, you want to introduce?
Absolutely.
Our guest.
We have joining us in studio Gabrielle Arcilla.
Hello.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And she is 2013 Miss Junior Teen Scottsdale.
Yes.
Unbelievable honor. And also, we have in studio her mom, Danielle. Danielle, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Well, we are great. It's such a pleasure and honor to have you both in a studio. And I could see why you are Miss Junior Teen Scottsdale.
And we have a special surprise for Gabrielle. We have Harry Styles joining us.
Oh, my God, really? No.
Who is Harry Styles?
One Direction.
Oh, I don't even know that. What is that?
Do you know that band up and coming?
Oh, yes. Yeah? That's a music group.
Oh, that's
a
music.
All the time.
So you like that. But anyway, let's ask you a question.
Like it. She loves it.
Yeah. Oh, you love it. How do you know that?
I know everything.
I never get the talking points. You always get the talking
points. I do.
Unless it's Arizona
It just comes
Rattlers.
To me. I just know it. Plus, she mentioned it a couple minutes ago.
But I could tell. I mean, you know, let me ask you this question. I'm thinking the pageants these days are not just about beauty, external beauty, but inward beauty.
Yes.
Am I right? I mean, you're very pretty. No
Thank
question.
You.
Oh, you're welcome. But inwardly, you know, we've had a chance to talk a little bit, and I could sense that doing community service on your own, and it just seems like you want to make the world a better place.
Yes, definitely. Toddlers and Tiaras, I have to mention it, they always put a bad twist on pageants, and they always make it look like we're bratty and stuff like that, but we're not. Girls in pageants these days are very outgoing, have a great heart. They're beautiful inside and out, especially non-glitz pageants. That's exactly what I do. It doesn't involve community service, but community service is close to my heart, so I kind of just like doing it.
What makes it close to your heart? I mean, what is the driving force, motivating you to do community service?
I don't know. It just seems like something I've always wanted to do. My mom got into it with me, so it's brought me and my mom closer together, and so we just do it all the time. It's just something I like doing. It's something, like, I love being with my friends and all, but, you know, sometimes you need a break for them, and you need to do something else, and community service is what I chose.
And you're giving. I mean, it's probably all about giving. Danielle, does that make sense?
Absolutely. I mean, there's times where instead of us going to the mall and going shopping or whatnot, we can go and spend an hour at Feed My Starving Children and pack up food that will save like 20 kids' lives for a whole year. And it only doesn't take very much time. And it's something that's rewarding for you personally and also for other people. So I think teaching our kids at a young age to give back to the community is a really big part of, you know, how our society is going to be.
And, Gabby, recently I understand you formed an alliance with Severson Sisters.
Severson.
Okay, there we go. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
The alliance is for girls that have been bullied, seen bullying, or have done it themselves. And it's also for girls to connect to their inner Supergirl, which is their, like, inner beauty, their themselves, really. And I'm
teaching them to stand up against bullying is what it is.
Yeah, that's really what it is. And I've been bullied myself, so I know exactly how all those girls are feeling. And bullying isn't something I encourage. Definitely not. I get bullied all the time, even by parents on my Facebook page. It happens, you
know? Because of pageants. They think, oh, she's a pageant girl. She's got it. And that's why we said toddlers and tiaras can give such a negative outlook on things. There's so many great pageant systems that are really, really family-oriented. And instead of just judging a book by cover, pretty much, they're just pretty much naive about the whole situation, and they don't have enough knowledge about what it is that these girls do. So she has gotten some comments and stuff before.
It even got into the point where I didn't go to school.
Is that right? Now, what constitutes bullying? I mean, I evidently it's so controversial. It's in the news these days. Sadly, people take it so to heart that they sadly, you know, commit suicide. You hear about things like that, which is just incredibly tragic. But two questions. The rise of bullying over, I don't remember when I was in school this happening, really. And two is what, how do you recognize if you're being bullied? Some things obviously are obvious, but is there more subtle ways to be bullied?
Anything. Like, you probably didn't recognize it when you were in school because it wasn't so well known or out there. It can be anything from saying to a child, you know, oh, I don't like you, or you're ugly. No one cares about you. Why are you even here? You know, go away. It can be anything.
I was bullied then.
See,
I don't feel good anymore.
But, you know, it can be anything that's going
to
make a child's self-esteem go down. And people don't realize those have effect on you. Gabrielle is very blessed that she's able to kind of, she holds things in some, but then when she comes home, she just is like heartbroken about things. She's like, Mom, I don't understand. I didn't do anything, and I don't know why they're saying these things. And, you know, I hate to say it, but sometimes it is jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Not jealousy that they want to be her, but jealousy of the things that she's doing. Instead of saying, hey, that's really great, how did you do that? Or how are you getting into that? You know, can you tell me how to do those things?
So it sounds like if we look at the causes, and of course, well, I haven't done research, but my inkling is, guess who the role models are for these kids? It's the parents. And I suspect they're hearing things from the parents. If it's the mom and dad are still in the household, if they're not single, they're hearing, bantering going back and forth in a negative way. And even divorced people, they're probably seeing a lot of friction and a lot of name-calling. Would that make sense to either one of you? Gabrielle?
Yeah, I see it. Where the kids would see that.
Yeah.
You know, because they see parents fighting and name-calling and whatnot.
It's coming somewhere, right?
And they're thinking, oh, that's okay. It's not okay.
It seems like at least over the last 10 to 15 years, it's definitely got a lot worse. Because I know when I was in school, I didn't really see a lot of that. But even kids around me that I knew, there really wasn't a lot of that going on. Maybe in the middle school age, 12 or 13. But it seemed like in high school, nothing really like that. But now I hear a lot of things differently. From my own stepdaughter, she'll come home upset about the same things. And, high school kids I may talk to as well, even at older ages, are going through it more. So I'm not sure why exactly it's gotten to this point where it's getting worse, where it really is affecting a lot of people. And I agree, Danielle, what you said. It is jealousy. A lot of times someone may they might see someone else's accomplishments, and they go, oh, man, I want that. So on the inside, maybe they're not feeling as well, but instead they take it out on, people that are doing very well. And,
I try to teach Gabby, if you see someone doing something that you would be interested in doing, hey, talk to them. Make friends with them. Say, hey, how are you doing that?
Absolutely.
Whenever there's a new kid at the school, if you ask them, I've been their friend when they first came to the school. And then they hear things from other kids, and then they're like, oh, don't be Gabby's friend or whatever because this and this, even though it's not true, and then they end up not being my friend. Like, that's how it normally goes on.
Wow, you have a kind heart, don't you?
Yeah, I'm very forgiving. My mom and my stepdad's told me, like, I'm too forgiving because people that bullied me, said things about me, spread rumors, left me, I end up being friends with them again. And I can totally see it, and I listen to them, and I listen to their advice, and, you know, pay attention to it. But I feel bad every time. Like, even if a friend leaves me, I feel like it's my fault, even though it's not. So I'm very forgiving, I have to say. Maybe a little bit too much, but, you know.
But it's better to be that than not, right? Don't you think?
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, I think with her friends, she has a great group of friends, but then there are some girls that will leave and go whenever. And it's always when she has to go on a trip for something, and then she comes back, and then suddenly they're not talking to her for one reason or another, and she's like, what happened? Mm-hmm. And I just tell her, you know what? Let them go. This is your opportunity to meet other people and get to know them and see what they're about. And she's made some really good friends that way. And then all of a sudden, here comes the old friends again coming back. And I just told her, be friends with them, but be cautious. Don't maybe be as open with them as you were before, because then it always ends up you getting hurt for one reason or another.
You know, and we're talking, of course, to Gabrielle Arcilla and her mom. And, of course, Gabrielle is 2013 Miss Junior Teen Scottsdale. Before we get into some of the other things you're going to start doing, there's a competition coming up that you told me off there. Let me ask you this. You mentioned Inner Supergirl. Describe that a little bit more. That sounded interesting to me, and maybe a self-esteem builder, perhaps. And why don't you describe that?
The Inner Supergirl is really just to find yourself and know the truth about you, even though if someone says something to you, which is considered bullying, you find yourself and you know who you are and try not to let it affect you.
You know, what age did you get all these incredible insights? I mean, most people go through life and they have no clue about what's going on, and they always blame people, pointing fingers, low self-esteem. You're only 13. What age did you actually start learning this stuff? And knowing it. I mean, it's not about learning. It's about you really actually embrace it, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I'm the youngest in my family. So, like, I see things that go on with my brothers and my stepsister. So I know these things. And so for the future, I just think, I'm just like, you know, I have to make sure I don't do that. Make sure I don't do that. And I listen to my parents' advice because it will help me in the long run.
Wow, that, Greg, I mean, really, you are so mature.
Absolutely. And, I mean, it's a big help, I mean, for everyone out there. You know, kids, parents, just in general with, you know, as we mentioned, just how bullying's been. And a question for you, Gabby, about bullying. Do you see it more, you know, among girls versus boys? Because like I said, I didn't really see a lot of it, but I do remember girls are competitive. You know,
very.
That boy, he's mine, that one, and whatnot. So, you know, I personally, in my opinion, think, you know, girls, it's more verbal, maybe with the boys, more physical bullying. I know nationally recently, unfortunately, there was a story about a young man who got bullied, beat up by some kids at school.
Oh.
And but have you seen a lot of that, or at least more so in girls?
I would say it's more girls, but at my school, guys are, they just say rude things back and forth to each other, and they say they're best friends, and, you know, they're saying, oh, this and that, you know, they just say a lot of rude
stuff. I'm
glad
you said this and that.
Yeah.
That was good. That's your radio personality. You know how we roll here.
Yeah. Well, they say all kinds of stuff, and they still end up being friends. Like, I do the same thing, I can admit, but, like, what they say back to and forth to each other is, like, rude.
Wow.
I find it rude. I find it disrespectful. And they just end up being friends, and then they're all cool the next 5 minutes later, you know? But girls, they take it a lot, like, worse.
A lot more serious.
Yeah.
Probably.
They push it to the extreme.
Yeah.
I think sometimes with the guys, it's more of just how guys can be sometimes, or maybe call a friend a name and don't really mean it or whatnot.
Right.
But with girls, I really think that competitiveness, especially at young ages now. Yeah, crushes and grudges and all that stuff. And it really seems like it starts younger and younger, where you hear things about, you know, this girl said that, and it's not just kind of being weird in a friendly way. It's really actually being mean and bullying. And so it's great what you're doing, helping the cause, because, I mean, you're a great role model to a lot of girls out there.
Thank you. I think it also happens by rumors, because people believe rumors instead of going up to the person and asking if that's the truth or if that really happened. They listen to the rumors and they just go off. It happens to me all the time. And, like, say if I like a guy and then they're like, oh, you like this person, blah, blah, blah. I liked him first. And I'm just like, no, I don't. Oh, my God, get over it. They never listen to me. They never do. So I'm just like, oh, whatever. Wow. There's nothing I can do.
Girls, I keep like
her,
guys.
I keep her busy. She doesn't have time. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I don't have time for boys.
That's actually a good point, though, is do more productive things in your in the time that you have.
I think about it as I want to get my career started and get what I want to do at a young age, because I know as you get older it's going to be a lot harder. So I want to start at a young age, and then when I got to my goal, I can think about guys, you know.
Oh, good. Right, Mom?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's okay, really good. I like that. What is your career, and what are you thinking of, by the way?
I've always said I want to do singing and dancing.
Really?
Yes, but if singing and dancing and being a triple threat really isn't my thing, then I've always wanted to do radio. And I done radio first because I have my own radio show, Fashion Forward, on the Voice America Kids Network.
Yeah.
And that started first, so now I'm getting into singing. I do voice lessons.
Really?
Every Tuesday, you know.
Do you want to be, how about acting?
Yes, acting. I
knew there
acting.
Was a third one there. You said, you said triple threat.
Now,
I knew.
Now, I know you love One Direction, but who's your favorite singer in general?
Oh,
lots of good choices out there.
Yes, very. I'm very into the UK because of One Direction.
Okay.
So I would have to say Leona Lewis.
Oh, okay.
She just has a beautiful voice, and she's very talented and... no, Adele, actually.
Well, Adele,
Changing that.
She has a great voice.
I love Adele. She just has, like, a kind heart, seems like, and she seems very funny. Maybe a little shy, but she just seems like a cool person to hang out with, and I love her music.
Not Barbara Streisand?
No.
Go ahead and say, who's that?
I know.
No, I know
threw it out.
She knows who it is.
I know who it is.
You do? She has a beautiful voice. Or she did, I guess, right?
Well, I know that song, Barbara Streisand, like that one song.
No,
they just mentioned her name.
Yeah, I know. I don't know the actual. I don't know the actual person.
From way back in the day. He was when they were.
She was
in the
1800s. What was that? Tommy. It was. Let's see. Siegfried. Funny Girl. Remember the movie? That was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was a good movie.
Funny Lady, Funny Girl.
That was before our time.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was with me on the air. He'll
what am I doing?
The 50s.
Really, I'm only 29. Okay. But anyway, let's. She's laughing that she must know the truth. Greg, you've been giving my bio out. Okay, let's take a quick break right now. We, of course, have in studio Greg Isaac, co-star of The Entertainment, and Gabby Arcella, 2013 Miss Junior Teen Scottsdale, and her mom Danielle. We'll be right back.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222. for Service Master Clean by Disaster Professionals and get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hi, my name is Shirley Harshberger-Pridgett. I own Harshberger Assisted Living at 7202 West Libby Street in Glendale, Arizona. I'm inviting you to come over and visit my care home for the elderly. I have a 24-hour awake staff, and I care for all phases of illness, including hospice, Alzheimer's, and dementia. You don't need an appointment. Just drop by. My phone number is 623-842-1408. Again, it's 623-842-1408. Mention David Isaac's name, and your loved one's deposit will be free. Thank you, and God bless.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, every Thursday from 2 to 4. And Greg, I got to tell you, this is a great set of guests that you have in studio. Kudos to you.
Oh, thank you. Well, a big kudos, of course, to Stacey Young, of course, my fiancée. But outstanding. I mean, what Gabby Arcilla and, of course, her mom Danielle in studio with us. Gabby, of course, 2013, Miss Junior Teen Scottsdale, and talking about, you know, a very important cause with bullying and a lot of stuff that Gabby's been up to. And we mentioned a little bit her radio show on a Voice America kids channel, and it's called Fashion Forward.
Yes.
And off the air, you mentioned something interesting to us. So you don't like the shop, but are you big on fashion in terms of clothing or also with decorating around the house as well?
I love fashion and clothing. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, I don't like the way my house looks, like the fashion design in there. Like, if I had my own way, I would totally change it. But
we can negotiate this out right now, Danielle.
It's very traditional. I mean,
no feng shui or whatever
no
they call it.
No feng shui. We have a tan leather sofa. We have, you know, the oak cupboard that has, you know, the doors on it with the glass that you open up and you can put your knickknacks and stuff in there.
Oh, that sounds sort of cool.
It's just traditional. It's nothing modern. You know, I have the family pictures on the wall and just a lot of like.
Which is kind of embarrassing sometimes because when your friends come over, they're like, oh, look at you. You look like five. Well, I was five.
So it's really the pictures you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. Can we negotiate? Can we do something with the pictures? I'm just kidding.
Eventually, yes.
There we go.
You know.
When you're 18.
Okay. I like to look at the pictures because I have on the walls all the kids as they're from baby going up.
See, that's sort of cool. Right, Greg? Yeah. I mean, you like pictures of
absolutely.
Mason.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. You got to have pictures. It's amazing. You know, my son Mason, 2.5 right now, just how much he's grown. I mean, it's when you look at him and you go, okay, yeah. He hasn't really grown. And then you look at pictures and you're like, what? That's what he looked like?
It is amazing.
Just like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I mean. Obviously, over a year's time, it changes. But definitely, I think pictures are important.
Kids change so fast, too.
Right.
Gabby and her brothers just went to Hawaii for 9 days with their dad and to visit their grandfather, who is ill. Yeah. And I swear, she came back and her brother came back, and they both grew a foot. I was like, what happened?
Wow, how tall are you?
I think I'm 5'5".
I don't know.
Last month, you were 4'5". Huh? that's just amazing.
They grow so much. Yeah. You know? You kind of look at them going, what happened?
Her older
brother... Everyone used to laugh and call her or call him her younger brother
because she
was shorter.
Yeah.
And now
he
all of a sudden
shorter.
he is much taller than her.
Really?
He just had a growth spurt. And I don't know. I can't keep up with these kids.
Wow. But it is fun.
It is fun. So I like having pictures around of the children. And
you got to be a proud mom.
I am very proud. I'm proud of all my kids. There's five of them.
Wow.
So I'm very proud. You know, Gabrielle is definitely a role model, not only to young girls, but to adults as well.
Yeah.
And I hope, you know, that she... I try to give her the tools that she needs to guide her in the right direction, so then that way she can be a positive role model to others. And, you know, maybe they can learn something from that.
So how do you... And then I know, Greg, you got a bunch of questions. But I'm just sort of curious... How do you put this in perspective? How do you stay so calm, collect, and not, you know, avoid egotistical type stuff? Because obviously what you're accomplishing is significant. And how do you maintain just who you are?
Just keep positive energy around me, really.
Mm.
My friends, my family. And try not to let, like... negativity get to me, because I know if it does, it will bring me down. Like, it happened, like, it gets to me sometimes, just certain kinds of things, but I kind of just get over it fast, I guess. I don't know. I just positive energy really is the answer.
Yeah, it makes sense. And you said keep it around you, so I suspect that also means not only positive energy that you generate internally, but people who you surround yourself with.
Yes.
That's very important, isn't it?
Yes.
And, Greg, you got some questions. I do want to come back and talk about peer pressure. I think that's an important topic.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get back to that. And actually, backtracking again a little bit, I know you mentioned you have a passion for singing, and you mentioned acting as well and dance. And I know you said you had voice lessons. Have you... done a lot of singing, though, in terms of, competitions or in an audience?
No, because I haven't gotten the confidence yet. Like, I still feel like I'm good, but I'm also not as good as, like, Jordan Sparks, you know? Like, I sing in, like, the grocery store, and people be like, oh, you have an amazing voice, and, you know, which makes me want to push for it even more and more. But I don't have exactly the total... package, I believe,
to do the competition.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. She does do things for volunteer services like Sunny Slope. They have different events and fun festivals that come up, and they ask for entertainers. She'll volunteer to go and do stuff like that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as competition wise, she hasn't.
Yeah.
Done them. She usually, like, when they do a pageant that has competition, she does Tahitian dancing.
Oh.
It's like,
what is Tahitian? That I don't know.
It's fast hula.
Oh, it's fast hula.
Yeah, just really, really
sort of
fast.
like Hawaii, they do hula, and this is faster.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like Samoa or Tahiti or stuff like that.
That's sort of cool. I don't think I've seen that. Greg, have you seen that?
I've seen it in movies and stuff, but never live.
Yeah. Oh. Are you suggesting she dances right now?
No.
That's what it sounds like, right?
No.
And ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm just saying I haven't seen a lot of that.
From the 10-10 studios.
No, okay. But that's fascinating, though. I mean, all the passions that you have there, when you said with acting and singing and whatnot. What are some of the other things you like to do? I mean, obviously, with helping the community and these great causes out there, but on your spare time, you know, hanging out with friends, going to movies?
I love doing track But the thing is, I do not like watching it. It's super boring.
Oh.
Wait, like, when you watch it, like, not to be, like, mean, but, like, when you watch it, it's just like, oh, my God.
I agree with you.
But, like, running it is, like, really fun. And I'm really good in track, in my opinion. I've won state 3 times in a row.
Wow. You won state?
Yeah.
In what thing?
For the Hershey's?
Yeah, for the Hershey's track and field.
What did you run? The sprint?
100, 200, long jump and relay.
I'm getting tired just thinking about it.
You won state. How fast do you run the 100?
My first year running the 100, I lost, but I won the 200.
Do you remember your times on the 100?
I'm trying to see if I have.
Wow, that's fantastic. Winning state. That is amazing.
It was pretty cool.
And the high jump?
Long jump. I've never won it before. Only in in the pre-lake state
before you actually go to. She got 15 feet in the long jump.
And 15? I think
she, yeah, 15? It was 15.2 or something like that. And you got.
Very nice.
I think you were first or second. I don't remember what you were in that one.
I'm just a tall person, so I think
she has long legs.
You're 5'5".
Yeah.
But you were only 4'5" last month.
She's more of a sprinter. She's not a long distance runner.
Oh, okay.
Long distance, the 100 and 200. She goes like, she's boom out of there quickly. But
any Olympic aspirations?
No.
No. That'd be sort of cool.
Like if I ever thought of doing the Olympics, I would want to do diving, or swimming, just to meet John Lochte.
Who's that?
That
Olympic swimmer.
Oh, Barbara Streisand's son.
Oh, my
gosh. Yes.
Really?
No.
Oh, I was like, what? Oh, my gosh.
Who's it with you and Barbara Streisand?
I went to a Lakers game before my birthday.
Yay, Lakers.
We love the Lakers.
We love the Lakers.
I love the Lakers. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
You do. You're
Woo.
Yeah. Oh, you do too?
Sure.
Love the Lakers. But I went, my birthday was last month. It was February 7th. Mm-hmm. So I recently just turned 13.
Oh, wow. A young 13.
And I went to a Lakers game, and Michael Phelps was right in front of me.
Is that right?
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. He's right in front of me. How cool is that?
Did you say hi?
Stalker pictures of it.
Yeah.
You said hi?
No.
Can you get him on the show? I'm kidding.
I'd be so scared.
We're hiring you for our agent. I mean, our promoter.
See, that's so what I tell him. Like, you should have said, hi, how are you? Yeah. Said something to him. Got his autograph. I'm sure he's used to it.
I was, like, freaking out. I was just like, oh, my God.
Cool. Wow, he was all-time, gold medal award career.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Kobe Bryant? Who's your favorite Laker? You like Kobe, Casale, Steve Nash, maybe?
Steve Nash. I do
very
like
nice
him.
Very nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he's very
got
short.
Hurt last night.
Very, very tiny.
What is he about?
Well, compared
6'2"?
To the other guys,
yeah.
Well, I think actually 6'4", but you know when he's out there with everyone else,
yeah. When he's out,
he does not look that
when
tall.
When he's like out there with everyone else, he looks like a kid.
Yeah, he's very really small. Compared to Howard, for example.
I might be giving him some height there, but but Kobe actually got hurt last night at the end of the game, so hopefully he's okay, an ankle injury, because we need him healthy because we got to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's important. And we do have Steve Nash on line one to talk to Gabby. I'm just kidding. Oh, it's Michael Phelps. My mistake.
Okay.
All right, back to Greg.
Well, I just want to say before we get back into peer pressure, we could talk a little more about that as well. But what are some of the other events you have coming up? I know there's some other pageants coming up. You want to talk a little bit about that for the listeners?
Well, I'm doing a pageant March 24th. Mm. And this Friday, actually, tomorrow, I'm going to the fire station to thank the firefighters for their service. I am very close to the military and people that help our country because my dad serves in the military.
Oh.
Same as with my uncle. And it's just something close to my heart, very close. And I think that's another thing that keeps me, that's why I'm so close to my family, is because I always have this fear that I'm going to lose somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that's a valid fear. I mean, with some of the, of course, the wars that have gone on in the past 10 years, and that's got to be very scary for families.
Yes. Especially for me and my brothers, because we're like, I don't want to, we're close to my dad, but he lives in Chicago because that's where he's stationed.
Yeah.
So whenever we get the chance to see him, it's just like, it means the whole world to us.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Wow, that that is very cool. So you got also coming up Miss Arizona United States for juniors, right?
Junior teens. Junior teen, and then it has teen, it has the Miss and Misses, and that's the Arizona United States pageant system, which you can find on Facebook. And yeah, that's the Tempe Art Center.
Yes, in my opinion, the best place to get a dress is at Glam Squad.
In Scottsdale.
Oh, cool. All right. Yes. Wow, you got a busy schedule, don't you?
Yes. She's meeting with the mayor, too, next.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Next week? On the 27th.
So what are you going to... What is that, an event, or...
She has an invitation to go and speak with him, so she's going to go and pick his brain, talk to him, maybe let him know about the alliance that she's planning. And
Really? You got a private meeting with Greg Stanton?
Yes.
And we saw Greg Stanton at the Rattlers media challenge.
It's the Scottsdale mayor.
Run.
Scottsdale mayor.
Jim Lane.
Oh, okay. No, that's
good. Oh, that's good, too, though. Mm-hmm. Wow. You get around.
Yes.
In a positive way.
In a positive way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What was I thinking there?
Dave, what's going
no,
on?
No. Well, you know what I meant. But, yeah, positive way. Now, let's talk a little bit about peer pressure. That has been around from day one, forever. Mm-hmm. So what do you see out there in the schools, peer pressure? Does that lead to the bullying deals going on?
What do you mean by peer pressure?
Okay, see, that might have been my term long ago.
I'll use an example.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm walking with Dave here, and I have a alcohol with me, and I say, "Hey, little Dave, Dave's also 13. I'm 13. Look, I'm drinking a beer. You have one too." And Dave says, "No," but I just pressure him into it.
Yeah,
and, that's
a good example.
And sometimes the person that's pressuring
peer pressure,
will end up perhaps bullying could start that way. Maybe is one way.
Okay,
I have to say, and I don't know if Gabby really knew this, there was a time that on her phone, how phones don't hang up, have to press the button, I've heard on the phone talking to her, she thinks, I'm hanging up the phone, and you hear some other kids' mouths going when there's no adults around. And I'm sitting there listening going, what in the world are these kids talking about? Wanting to reach through the phone and say, "Watch your mouth." And,
yeah, really.
And all of a sudden, here it is. I hear Gabrielle saying, you know what? If you want to hang around with me, you're really going to need to watch your language.
Right. Wow, good
for
you. Yeah,
I have to admit, there's this guy I like, and I've been hanging out with him. My mom knows, but you look at me like, oh, my God, don't you say it.
I met him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah?
He's a skater. And
ice skater?
No, like a skateboard
we'll
person.
Just show us all our days.
A skateboard person. And I have to admit, people at the skate park are very rude. Mm-hmm. And rude, I mean, they say things to girls that are girls don't want to hear. Maybe girls in a different region than I live in, but they say rude things. And I went to school with him, and we get along. He says jokes and stuff, and maybe my mom might not get the jokes, but I do, and my other friends do. So I told him, I was like, around me and around my mom, you're gonna have to calm it down a little bit, because my mom's very strict. And she's earlier today, she was like, you always like the bad guys. I was like, no, I don't. You always like those bad boys. No, I don't. But that's what she said to me. But I do tell them, you're going to have to
Your mom's giving you the look right now.
Yeah, you're going to have to calm it down just a little bit.
But that's respectful and honoring. You got to be proud of your dad.
I am.
Gabby.
I'm very, very proud.
Yeah.
And, my stepdaughter as well, who is in Ohio right now going to school, and she's called me up and said, "Oh, my God, Mom, I've turned into you." I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "It just goes to show that everything that you preach to me, it sticks, because I find myself when I'm talking to my girlfriends and they're telling me things that they've done, I'm like, what? No, you can't do that. That's not okay. And don't let them talk to you that way." And
that's got to make you feel good.
It really does. But it's funny, because I found myself doing that, you know, when I was younger, when I have kids, I'm going to let them do this and they're going to be able to do that. And then all of a sudden here I am and I don't do that, or I say things and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've turned into my mother. But it's true. It really, truly is true that I'm happy. I just try to really install, especially in the girls these days. I'm sure boys have it too, but especially in the girls, that they need to have more self-esteem and respect for themselves.
Yes, I totally agree with that. Like, my mom thinks I'm going to, like, I don't know, do something bad. But
I don't think you're going to do anything bad. I know you wouldn't do anything bad,
like,
but it's always a fear.
Yeah, it's a fear.
You're protective. You just want the best for your daughter.
Right.
And I love you being protective, but sometimes you got to know, like, I know. I always had those thoughts in my head. I'm not just going to be like,
you are 13, you know.
Yeah, I always had those thoughts in my head.
And that's when the boys come out.
Well, we put a secret camera on Callie's shirt, so whenever she goes out to the skate park with the boys, you know.
There
we,
you see? Yeah.
Well, how scary is
no,
that?
No, we really don't.
I mean, you know.
It's scary.
Girls seem
I've
to grow up
it.
So much quicker these days, and there's
they
these
do.
Guys out there, and they seem to grow up, or, well, no, they stay more immature. Okay, but how scary is that, having to, I have three daughters.
Girls seem to lose their innocence at a very early age.
Oh.
And
not
my,
me.
Not you, but that's why I keep her busy.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, I don't agree with, you know, like, some of these, she was asking me, well, Mom, what age can I wear makeup to school? And what age can I date? I just feel that, one, she's just naturally beautiful and she has a good heart. And I want her to keep that innocence about her.
Yeah.
And if she can hold on to it as long as she can, then that's a great thing. You know, there's going to be plenty of time for boys and, you know, when she gets older and into high school and off to college and whatnot.
That's true.
Don't go and, you know, think, oh, this boy's cute. This boy. And that's the thing. She's not allowed to date, but, you know, she can like a boy. She can think a boy's cute. She can be friends with them. Doesn't mean that they're going out or however. Well, nowadays, kids say, you know, they date, and it's just like you see them at school, and that's that.
That's what I consider dating. That's my thing now. Like,
what is dating to you?
In my opinion, dating, in my grade at least, is like, oh, will you go out with me? Yeah, sure. And they see each other at school, give each other a hug, bye.
That's it? Well, you got to be happy with that.
Yes, but still, I just want her to know that there is going to be a young man who's going to respect her and respect her boundaries. You know, if you are going to start dating, okay, well, what are your boundaries? Are you able to hold hands? Is he able to say things to you? What is it is that he's allowed to say to you? You know, because there's things, and this is what I tell the girls. If you allow boys to say certain things to you, then they think it's okay.
Yeah.
And some of it, I think, is just degrading, you know, and other girls think it's flattering. I don't find anything flattering about them talking about the way someone's body looks. And, you know, it might be something good for them, but they're not a piece of meat. They need to, and that's why I say, have respect for yourself. If you find a boy saying something to you that you know that I might be upset about, then you need to say, you know what? That's not okay to say to me.
I tell my mom everything. So I literally tell her everything. So my friends are always like, why do you tell your mom that? You're not supposed to tell your mom that. Like, I think it was last year, a guy held my hand.
Uh-oh.
And right when I went to the car, I was like, Mom, oh my God, guess what happened? She's like, what? And then I told her, like, I can't keep things. I have, like, a big mouth, so I cannot.
This is great, right?
It is. Yes, I love it.
It's better than a tape recorder or planting some type of secret device.
Right, and to bring that back up, when I said planting that on Callie, for the listeners out there going, wait, who's Callie? This is Gabby, and Callie's my stepdaughter. So we joke about when we drop her off at the park and boys there, you know, we secretly hide a camera in there that she doesn't know about.
Yeah, this is
just
very
kidding,
good.
Callie, if you're listening.
You know, we should have a panel. You know what I'd like to do, if both of you, all of us willing to come back and have a panel of you know, three girls, three guys, whatever, at this age, and have this type of discussion, boundaries. And I like what you said, Danielle, in terms of what's appropriate, what should be said, what shouldn't be said. Those type of things. I think this would be valuable.
And before you mentioned that, you said keeping busy, and I think that's a great point. And obviously, Gabby keeps very busy. But I think that's something out there that may happen, especially kids as they enter the teenage years. If they don't do anything after school, perhaps that could lead to some other stuff that maybe they shouldn't be
not
doing.
Not only that, and I think parents are so busy with their lives and bills and paying rent or mortgage that they lose focus of their children. The reason why they're doing all this is for their children. However, they don't know their children's friends' names. I cannot tell you how many people have asked to spend, you know, friends, not just of Gabby's, but of her brothers and whatnot, to come spend the night. And never once have I spoken to any of their parents.
Oh.
And my kids are always saying, Mom, do you have to talk to them? You've already spoken to them. Yes, every single time I have to speak to them.
Yeah.
Are you going to be, is there a parent going to be home? You know, are the kids going to be alone? You know, I want to know these things.
Absolutely.
You know, you never know what's going on in the household. You don't know if that parent's going to be gone and those kids are going to have other kids over. I want to be aware and make sure that I'm not putting my children into a situation where, you know, they might be in a predicament they can't get themselves out of. I want to know. I know all my my kids' friends' parents. I know their friends. So it's very easy for me to say when I know their friends and something that someone's doing wrong, I'm like, well, Gabby, if you don't want to say anything, do you want me to call their parents? I'd be happy to do that. She's like, Mom, no, no.
She always, like if she's never seen them before, she's like, get your yearbook, take a picture of them, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, she said that with the guy I liked. She's like, she was on the phone with me. She's like, if you don't take a picture of him, you're grounded. And I'm just like, oh, my God. So, and I didn't want to be like, hey, I'm going to take a picture of you for my mom. You know, I didn't want to be like,
oh, I
weird.
Told her. I said, you know what? Tell him that my mom wants to see. I want to know what they look like. What if my daughter ends up missing? That sounds weird.
Well, good point.
But who am I supposed to say
she's
with?
Oh,
she's
with
some boy. Yeah, what does he look like? I don't know. You know, I want to know.
Well, the picture's probably in the post office anyway.
I was going to say, with the way word travels on Facebook, you can find out within 5 minutes. You log in, you go, there he is. That's a new boy.
Well, and see, that's another thing. I'm friends with them.
Yeah, she's friends with all my friends on Facebook.
You're friends with all the friends.
I'm friends with most of them because I like to know. You know, Gabrielle is a public figure, and I like to know what it is that they're posting, they're writing, and whatnot. I monitor her Facebook and all her messages. She's not allowed to accept friends requests unless I approve them and I know who they are. I can't tell you how many people I've gotten on her Facebook, you know, older guys, you know, with their shirt on, taking pictures and writing messages to her. I'm like,
it's creepy.
It is creepy.
Wow.
And
I don't like, sometimes I'm just like, I accepted that person when?
Wow.
And you also mentioned the bullying, too, with parents that are even doing that as well. So
yeah,
that way you can
so I'd like
that.
To know what's going on and who's friends with my daughter. And, you know, I just want to know. And I think parents need to get involved. And one way of me being involved with my kids is doing community service.
Spending time.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily have to go to a movie or go out to eat. We could go and do things like right now she's doing hands-on Phoenix. It's sewing pillowcases for children that are homeless or foster children, because a lot of the kids have to, when they're being removed from their home, they use plastic bags.
Oh.
How would you like to put your personal belongings into a trash bag and say, okay, grab what you can and go? So we're doing pillowcases. It's one way for me to teach her how to sew and also giving back to, again, the community. So there's a lot of different things that I think parents can take time and to spend with their kids versus, you know, going out shopping and buying them things or whatever. It also gets us to talk.
Yeah. It seems like you're both are very close.
I think when the communication lines are open, like you mentioned, telling her everything, I think that's huge, because kids that perhaps don't talk as much to the parents and who knows why, you know, it could be parents working, whatnot. But that aren't keeping busy, that's the kids, at least from what I remember, that maybe you see at younger ages or in high school, maybe get mixed in the wrong crowd. But as long as the communication lines are open and you keep busy, that's usually where you see more success and more accomplishments, and we're seeing that with Gabby.
You know, we only have 3 minutes left, although I do want to ask one other question.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you focused on, and the pageants do, you know, inner beauty. And now as a 13-year-old, do you also focus on the inner qualities of these guys? You start talking about you know, at that age, people, you know, young ladies start liking guys and stuff. Do you focus on the inner qualities of guys?
Very. If they're not respectful, if they don't treat my family right, if my brothers don't accept them, then they're out.
You got big brothers.
Yes.
Nice. I like that. Yeah. You got to like that, too.
Like, I remember the first time I told my dad about One Direction, he's like, they're a boy band. I want to know about them and blah, blah, blah. And my dad travels, you know, he's in the military. And so he goes to London a lot. And I remember he called me. He's like, oh, I'm going to a restaurant. I'll go see if I can see One Way. I was like, Dad, it's One Direction.
Oh.
It's same thing, but, you know.
Yeah. I've never heard them. One Direction.
Oh, they've been around a little while now. Yeah. Well, I mean, they had some big hits last year.
She has tons of pictures on her face.
Oh, really?
Like, my phone used to have pictures of me, but it's all One Direction now.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, if you guys ever get them, you know, invite me.
Absolutely.
Oh, maybe we
Harry Styles. And well, who's your favorite? Is it Harry Styles? Or
Harry Styles, now Horan, you know. I like guys with colored eyes. Like, they have, like, really pretty eyes, and their eyes are just a little pretty.
Wow. Very cool.
If anyone wants to know, like, any information about Gabby,
yes,
they can go on to 2013 Miss Scottsdale Junior Teen on Facebook, and they can like her page. She puts updates on there and stuff on what she's doing.
Well, Gabby Arcilla, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Danielle, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
This has been fantastic. I do want to have you get back and maybe a panel discussion, and maybe we could make changes within the young generation.
I love that.
That would be great. Thank you again. And we'll see everyone tomorrow for Breakthrough Sports 2 to 4. Have a good day.